streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best Of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1 live in Los Angeles. It is great to have you here today. Alex Curry is joining me. Joy Taylor is on her way to give a commencement speech and get an honorary humanities doctorate from Barry University in Miami. So it is great to have Alex in today. Although these NBA playoffs now, it's pretty clear we can kind of see the conference finals getting into shape right now.
There's a lot. First of all, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Same to you.
We were talking during the break about that. And yeah, Joy will come back. Dr. Joy.
Dr. Joy.
Dr. Joy.
So let's start with this. There's obviously recency bias is a real thing. Like, we all fall in love with what's happening now. This is the greatest day. It's the greatest basketball player. So recency bias, I fall prey to it all the time. I try not to, but it's, you know, you get emotionally connected, viscerally connected to all these, like, athletes and teams and games and March Madness and the playoffs. But it was about 5 years ago in his prime that we were saying James Harden was better than Kobe. Analytically, he was. The greatest, most efficient scoring guard of all time. But there was a truth serum about James Harden, that he had the ball in his hand so often and he initiated so much contact, he was exhausted by the end of games. He was a defensive liability. Is Luka Doncic just becoming the Dallas version, the bigger version of James Harden? Always has the ball, initiates a ton of contact. That takes its toll on you over a game. Plays a lot of minutes. Everything goes through him. And he scores 35 to 38 points effortlessly. And then by the end of the game, he's gassed and they're picking on him. Chris Paul was seeking him out at the end of the game. We looked it up this morning. Chris Paul went after Luka 50 times as the screen defender. They were seeking him out. That's what teams did to James Harden. Ryan Russillo, podcaster, came on, my buddy, yesterday, talked about Luka's style and how he has the ball so often. There's so many minutes. He's in every moment of the game. It wears guys out.
They are too Luka reliant. We've had an incredible run
of statistical performances over regular season, like historic stuff, right? The Westbrook season in 17, some of these Harden seasons. But I kept coming back to the point, like, these guys have the basketball more than anyone's ever had it regularly in history. So I went through usage rates, the top 20 usage rates in NBA history. And the playoff track record is terrible for these single season players with the highest usage rates in the history of the game. And a lot of them are very recent years. The only player to ever get to a finals is Allen Iverson.
Mavericks only had two other players that even got the double figures, and one just had 11. So it says a lot when you score as much as Luka. When you're this centrifugal force, you know what his plus minus was? Not to go all statty and stuff. Minus 28. It's James Harden. It's so much contact, so much ball usage, so much initiating everything. By the end of the game, you're just a liability. And by the way, as great as he's been, like Harden, he didn't come into the season in shape, did Luka. You also need some self-awareness as a star. He's got to figure out how to work with others. He and Porzingis hated each other. Make it work. You also need Luka to do something that it's quite possible international stars don't feel comfortable doing. Getting on the phone and recruiting a player. LeBron does it. KD does it. Steph does it. That's the NBA model. Now, international players, Dirk didn't want to do it. Luka didn't want to do it. Sometimes international players don't feel as comfortable doing that. But that's what Kawhi did with Paul George. And Kawhi doesn't even talk. He got out of his comfort zone and, like, okay, put his recruiting hat on. And he got Paul George to L.A. You've read those stories. You were as surprised as I was. So that's a responsibility, too, in the NBA. Self-awareness. Getting along with others. Getting on the phone and recruiting players. And I'll say this. You start looking at the West now. This all Luka all the time thing, it's got a pretty low ceiling in the playoffs. Phoenix is pretty young and going nowhere. Denver gets Jamal Murray back. The Clippers and Warriors are going nowhere. Memphis and Minnesota are young, made the playoffs, and feisty. And the Pelicans with Zion back. Watch out. So these teams have a second star. I know Luka's great. He's got to get along with people. I'm not saying Porzingis is any day at the beach. Got to get along with people. Got to get on the phone and recruit people. All Luka all the time, I'm watching it. It's James Harden. Now, their games may not be identical, but they initiate a ton of contact. They play a ton of minutes. And, you know, both little weight, you know, don't always feel like they're in the best shape. Jason Kidd after the game.
Yeah, he had a great game, but no one else showed. So, you know, we got to get other guys, shooting the ball better. We can't win with just him out there scoring 30 a night, not this time of the year. And we're playing the best team in the league.
Yeah, he can't win with him not getting on the phone either. It's the new NBA model. He's got to get along with people. Speaking of James Harden, so listen, you're all watching what I'm watching. I watched every minute of both games last night. Like, James Harden is now a three. And I like James Harden. And I thought Philadelphia won the trade. I mean, they had to get Ben Simmons out of town. Draft picks? Who gives a rip? They're late first rounders. Who cares? Philadelphia is going to be very good. Those picks are irrelevant. There's two first rounders, one next year and one 5 years from now. Seth Curry's a nice rotational player. And Andre Drummond, no championships are won or lost by him. So I still love what Philadelphia did. But here's the issue with Harden. He's eligible for a four-year contract, an extension, for about $230 million, potentially $270. Okay, say this out loud for a second. You know my theory on this. Whenever you're not sure what to do, just say it out loud and let it sit. Declining enigmatic player, let's pay him a fortune. Does it sound like a great idea? No, I think Daryl Morey loves Harden, and Daryl Morey brought him over. And he gave up a lot, so my guess is they'll pay him. I don't think it's the answer. I'd move off Harden. And I loved the deal to get him. But here's the three reasons why I'd move off him. Number one, what did you really lose in the trade? Ben Simmons? A backup center? irrelevant draft picks and a rotational player. You don't want to give up anything. By getting Simmons out of the room, you won the trade. At least Harden plays. What do you have last night? 20 points? He plays. Okay, number two is, look at the construct of your team. Without Harden, it's fantastic. You have a superstar. How many of those in the league? Six? You have an emerging star in Maxey. That kid is a rocket. You have an excellent three in athletic Tobias Harris, can get you 20 points in any night. And you have an elite defender in Thybulle. So you've got size, defense, superstar, complementary pieces. Without James Harden. Number three is, you are watching these NBA playoffs like I am. What do Miami, Milwaukee, Golden State, and Phoenix, the four best teams arguably left, have? It's not a center. Golden State didn't have a great center. What do they all have? Great chemistry. Amazing chemistry. Tell me a James Harden team that's ever had great chemistry. He's his own guy, and I like him. He's his own dude, and I like him. It's hard to build great chemistry when James Harden is your, like, second guy. All right? So we're witnessing what's winning in these playoffs. Chemistry. Miami doesn't even have a go-to star. I mean, Jimmy Butler's not a closer. Great chemistry. Milwaukee's number two scorer is out. Still have great chemistry. I guess my point is, I love the Sixers' core. Without Harden. Superstar, emerging number two star. I mean, Maxey right now is their second best player. Tobias Harris, better than average three. Thybulle's one of the top five defenders in the league. What the Sixers need is a bench, which you're not going to get if you sign Harden, and flexibility. That's what's always been great about the Warriors. They've always got flexibility to go get an Andrew Wiggins or go get a KD or go get an Andre Iguodala. They have flexibility. Smart people. The Warriors are full of smart people. Smart people like flexibility. Smart people don't want to get trapped. You sign James Harden, you're trapped. You're going to have no bench, average flexibility. I think, and maybe you can move Tobias Harris. Maybe that's the answer. And I think they will sign him. But listen, athletes that don't take meticulous care of their bodies, i.e. Harden, you want to lock yourself into four or five more years of that? Like injured players and closing nightclub players. I'm not locking myself in for 5 years. I'd love to lock myself into a good bench for 5 years, flexibility for 5 years. But as I'm watching Philadelphia lose to Miami, what they needed last night was James to be James. He can't beat guys off the dribble. He can't get around guys. I said this, Cam Newton, Harden, Westbrook. 32, 33 years old. That's the number for a pro athlete. Any neglect, you go off a cliff. I mean, like, half a season. You're not the same player. I mean, we woke up and Cam's like MVP, declining. Oh, he can't play. I mean, Westbrook's like, oh, he's a star, triple-double. Oh, he's difficult. Oh, can't play. Harden can play, but they need him, and this is he doesn't have another gear. So I think it's not only interesting now what's happening to Harden, but what do you do if you're Philadelphia? I like so much about this team, and I still think they can win this series, but they need Embiid. But I don't know if I want to lock myself into this stuff. I'm looking around these playoffs. The four best teams have the four best chemistry. It's amazing, isn't it, when you don't take all these days off in the regular season? It's like you work really well together. It's amazing, right? That's where we're at. Here was Harden on the Heat's frustrating defense.
They're doing a good job of just putting two on the ball, trying to deny me basically the entire court. So it's giving our guys more space to be aggressive. You know what I mean? If they're going to deny me wherever I am on the floor, you know, give them credit. But I feel like if we make a little, you know, shots, then I keep saying that, but it opens the floor up a little bit more the way you got to respect our shooters now.
By the way, that's how people played Harden in his prime. He could just get around him. Different player now. Less of a player now.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So, there's always been an understanding. The NFL teams have talked about this for years. Port cities. LA's got a port. Miami's got a port. New Orleans has a port. New York's a port city. There's others, but coastal cities can often be harder to manage your players. Players are young. They've got a lot of money. They're in great shape. Port cities tend to be very active nightlife. There's a lot going on in port cities. And so I think it's really interesting why I have so much respect for the Miami Heat organization. It's hard to be focused in Miami. I mean, the water's aqua blue. The people are beautiful. There's no state tax. You keep more of your money, and there's a lot to do in Miami. I mean, Miami is one of the great 3-day cities in America. It's probably my favorite. And I'm older. Like, I'm not staying out all night, but when I go to Miami, even I go sideways. Like, and so it is harder to build a great culture in these cities. You know, the Marlins have been a mess forever. The Dolphins can't get their act together. Miami Hurricane football's been uneven. And here are the Heat year after year after year after year. The rebuilds are quick. I mean, all these big, heavily discussed cities, New York, Philadelphia, D.C., Boston, The only Eastern Seaboard franchise in the league that is well-run is Miami. And I'd argue it's the hardest city to be well-run in. There's a lot of distractions. Now, can you win a title in the NBA without an A-plus star? Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, Victor Oladipo's back, Tyler Hero, excellent players. But what Miami proves is that a great culture, a commitment to chemistry, the right coach, defense, and a bench can go a long way. They're a number one seed. That you don't have to sell your soul or sell your identity to be formidable. Brooklyn sold their soul. They had chemistry, a good coach, players liked each other. They sold their soul for two stars, swept. Out in the first round two of the last 3 years. Lakers had a lot of young players, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma. They sold it all out. Couldn't make the playoffs. There's something to be said about commitment on both ends. Miami's athletic, deep, they got a bench, and they demand a lot from their players. In a league where the players run it, and that's okay, since I was a little kid in the Pacific Northwest, you know, Spencer Haywood, the stars had the power over the front office. That's okay. And I don't know if they'll win titles, but a great example of what the Miami Heat are is Tyler Hero. It's classic Pat Riley. So they draft him. They get him a bit of a steal, 13th. And he stars first year in the bubble. Like 13th pick. I mean, come on. You get these kids out of college now. Even the really good ones, they don't really connect unless they're a Ja Morant by like year two or three or four. So Tyler Hero comes in and just explodes in the bubble. Year two, a lot of Miami nightlife. Reportedly, got a little sideways. Struggled year two. But at the end of year two, Pat Riley calls him out, holds him accountable, rips him publicly. Who are you? I've had a lot better players around here than Tyler Hero. And now in year three, Sixth Man of the Year award. That's the Miami Heat. And they deserve a lot of credit. It is easy to get into trouble in Miami. It is nothing against Milwaukee, but that town just screams afternoon nap and bed by 8:45. Nothing against Cleveland. The Cleveland Flats rock. No, they don't. Not really. They don't. Miami rocks. They just don't have to have a term or a saying, Miami rocks, to feel good about themselves. Cleveland needs that. But Pat Riley and Spoelstra, hand in hand, smart guys, formidable, hold players accountable. And I'll tell you, they did for the last couple of years with LeBron, I felt like they were kind of selling their identity and soul for LeBron, but they'd won back-to-back titles. The Heatles were the talk of the league, and LeBron was in his prime, and D-Wade's like the mayor of the city, right? So, like, I got it, but I did feel a little bit like they were kind of losing themselves a little to LeBron, and then the fourth year, disappointing playoffs, he leaves, and they had to rebuild. But you know, you can tell when a company's well-run. Because the idea, I mean, I don't care if you're Alabama football, they've had a lot of downturns. They've had a lot of downturns with Alabama football. Kentucky basketball, they've had downturns. But you know when you're well-run in the athletic department, you know when you're well-run, when the downturns are brief. Because in the NBA, the Knicks have been on a 20-year downturn. The Lakers have been in a 9-year downturn. Like, Miami had to go, rebuild, draft, build back up. They stayed with Spoelstra. They didn't listen to the critics. And here they are, number one seed in the East. I don't know if they can win a title. I said all year, I don't know if I buy this team. But now Oladipo is back, and they look more formidable. But they just hold players accountable. Hard practices. You have to play defense. You have to be committed to the culture. And I find them in a very distracted city where it's easy to get in trouble. Tyler Hero is a great example. Kid went sideways, lost himself. They brought him right back in, demanding, held him accountable, and he's off to the races to a great NBA career.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
A lot of times, there's a narrative on somebody, and it's just not true. But first impressions are very strong, right? And then also times, we watch the NFL so much, we fall into recency bias. So I've kind of laughed at these people, and there's a lot of them in the media and a lot of fans. Russell Wilson's washed. And it's like, no, he's not. So Jerry Jeudy is a very, very talented receiver for the Denver Broncos. And Jerry Jeudy, I mean, Russell Wilson, they just started camp. And Jerry Jeudy was asked this week on the difference between having Russell Wilson out there and the previous quarterbacks.
He's a great quarterback, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback that's, that came into the office as a leader, and it gave me better as well. Just his energy, you know, I was uplifting guys, I was motivating guys to go out there and just keep working hard, you know, even the, one of them off days, you know, you don't feel like working or doing anything, he's the guy that come up there and get your mind right for it. So that's a great guy to be around.
By the way, you know what that sounds like? The Buccaneers when Tom Brady arrived and the Rams when Stafford arrived. They said the same stuff. You could take the quote. The juice, the energy, there's no bad days. Like, people have no idea how quickly Denver's going to be great. And so let's go back to the opening of this, which is, Russell Wilson, he's a little washed. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Brady and Stafford had defensive coaches and were getting frustrated. And then they moved to offensive coaches, Bruce Arians and Sean McVay, and won Super Bowls. But before we get to that coach, let's just take Brady's last year in New England, you thought he was washed, and Stafford's last year in Detroit, low ceiling, and compare it with Russell's last year in Seattle. Completion percentage, Russell's got the best. Passer rating, not close, Russell has the best. TD to interception ratio, once again, Russell has the best. And you thought Brady was washed and Stafford's best years were behind him. Oh, kids, it's amazing. It's called Google. It's a search engine. It's not difficult. And those numbers for Russell Wilson are depressed. Why? Because he was hurt last year. So he was out several games, could not practice several games, and then came back probably 2.5-3 weeks early. Russell Wilson, over the next 5 years, is in his prime. And like Stafford and like Brady, optimistic, high EQ, works well with others. Do you understand Denver over the last 25, 30 years? With average quarterbacks, really hard to beat at home. So you know they're going to start quick with Russell Wilson. But when you hear those quotes from Jerry Jeudy, they're literally Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, you know, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods. That's different now, the juice. Oh, just the way he runs the practice. Oh, the energy. It's the exact same quotes. We've seen back-to-back years how this works. Star joining a team that's just missing the catalyst. That's why I put him yesterday in my herd hierarchy. Buffalo's the best team in the league. To me, Denver right now, this morning, is number two.
Want more herd? The herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Basketball, I want guys who play defense. That's why I never really bought into like the Westbrook phenomenon or the James Harden phenomenon like everybody else. They just play no defense. They just, Carmelo Anthony, I never bought into him. He'd score 28, he'd give up 24. No leadership. I think leadership matters. I think, do you play at least some defense? Are you good late? Are you dependable? Can you be somebody I can build a culture around? But everybody in this basketball world, I feel like I'm on an island of sanity. Everybody's like, triple-double! Russell Westbrook has never been the most valuable player on his own team. He's the most talented in Oklahoma City when Durant left. But I don't think he translates the value. So I just don't get it. So I was thinking of all the players left right now in the NBA. To me, here's my top 10 most valuable players. Valuable. I would start with Draymond Green. He is, after Steph Curry, the most... He's the heart and soul of this franchise for 10 years. He always shoots well in the playoffs. He's shooting almost 55%. And they've outscored opponents by 70 points when he's on the floor and been outscored significantly... Go ahead, push it. When he's not. So Draymond Green, 10. Number 9, Jimmy Butler. Now, Jimmy's a great athlete, and he tends to be a very good post-season player. Like, he steps his game up in the playoffs, which I love. He outscored Trae Young in that series. He's an athlete more than a closer. You could even see last night. He's a guy you can, I think you can build a culture around because he's so committed to defense. He's so committed to playing hard every night. So Jimmy Butler, number 9. I would say Devin Booker is 8, a better offensive player than Jimmy Butler. And he's averaging almost 25 a night. You saw how valuable he was in the playoffs when he was gone for a couple games. He's their get-a-bucket guy. This is the simplest way to put it. They're 52-10 when Chris Paul and Devin Booker play. So this is, when these guys are both hitting their shots, this backcourt is lethal. You get the athletic 2, you get the feisty IQ 1, the mid-range guy, Devin Booker at 8. Number 7 would be Luka. I think he's a defensive liability. His fourth quarter success can dip like last night. But he is, on any given night, the great scorer in the league. You can't stop him. There's a Harden quality. He's a bigger, stronger Harden that he just takes. I mean, he can get 45 points a night, and it doesn't feel like it's that strenuous. So, I mean, he's averaging also 4 made threes per playoff game. That is a ton. Number 6, I'd rate him higher, Ja Morant, because I think he maintains his energy throughout. And he also leads all remaining players in clutch scoring. That is a very, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I got to believe that's a very rare accomplishment for a player this young to lead the playoffs in clutch scoring. He also is a very good rebounder. When he came into the league, I said he's Westbrook, but a more self-aware player and a much better facilitator. He's averaging 8 assists in 7 straight playoff games. So I do worry about his sustainability because he's 174 pounds and he finishes too often, in my opinion, at the rim. But I'd put him 6. I would put Jason Tatum 5, much better defensive wing. He's really built himself into a great defensive player on the wing. He outplayed KD in that series. Second most points scored in NBA history by a player before he turned 23. He was friends with Kobe. He practiced with Kobe. Kobe kind of monitored him and mentored him. And he just gets a little better every year. And again, I think he's a guy you can build a culture around. He wins the right way, practices the right way. At number 4, Steph Curry, like Jimmy Butler, always seems to get to the playoffs and say, all right, let's put the playoff gloves on and just plays a little better. He's the leading scorer for the best offense in the playoffs. And, you know, what do you want to say? I think he's the best shooter and the best ball handler in the sport. And when he's healthy, there's just nothing quite like him in the history of the league. Number 3, because you can get the mid-range game and the download scoring, I would say Joel Embiid. I do worry about sustainability long-term, but he's given you 30 and 10 in playoff games. And he can be a force inside. He can be an intimidator. He can pull up and give you a jumper. You know, he's the closest thing to Shaq in the league. He is just a powerful force on both ends and a rim protector. Number 2, you saw it again last night, Chris Paul. Leads every single playoff player in fourth quarter scoring. The fact that the narrative is he's not clutch, he's actually the most clutch guy in the playoffs in the fourth quarter last couple of years. Blame some of his struggles on Blake or Doc Rivers or James Harden. Don't blame him. And he's 9-1 in his career against Luka. He not only dominated the fourth, he went after Luka. He sought Luka. He attacked Luka. Chris Paul. And number 1, I think he's the best player in the game, and I felt that since the end of last year. Many people felt that 3 years ago. He'd be my MVP, Giannis. Listen, Chris Middleton got hurt. And the 5 games he got hurt, 4 blowout wins. So, best defensive player at any moment in the NBA on the defensive end, most dominating closer on the offensive end. He is now, with increased ball handling over the last several years, their facilitator. His assists go up. I also think, you know, Boston's making it difficult for him, so this is going to be a little ugly, an inartistic series. But to me, he's the best guy in the league.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There's not a lot of movie stars in Hollywood that I'm really into. Very few people like move me to a screen. But there's a lot of people who I like. Jason Bateman and Laura Linney are in Ozark. And I don't know if they're considered like headliners, but I'm fascinated with them. They're always in good things. They make really good choices. As I always said, Don Cheadle, Michael Keaton, Ed Norton. I don't know if they sell as many tickets as, you know, The Rock or, you know, whoever's the star of the moment. I don't know. But there are actors. I like these people that are that don't get quite the credit they deserve. And I feel myself kind of watching their content. I want to – Steve Buscemi. Christopher Walken, these kind of quirkier, different actors, they're always in fascinating projects. And I know Chris Paul's a star, But I feel like for the last 10 years, I've been defending him. And he got this stupid tag that he wasn't good in the clutch. Hell, he's the best clutch player in the league right now. For years and years, LeBron got this. LeBron's not clutch. Kobe is clutch. The analytics told you LeBron was better 4 minutes to go in a game than Kobe, and Kobe was great. And so I always feel like I defend people who get this tag, and it's not true. So Chris Paul is 9-1 against Luka, and he totally worked him last night, went right after him. But part of what I like about Chris is he's so smart, he really paces himself. You know, Luka is attack, 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 attack. That's what Luka is. Jump ball, game starts, attack, attack. Chris Paul averages 3 points in the first quarter, 3.5 times that in the fourth. So if you watch Chris, he's like a really smart boxer. Sugar Ray Leonard did this as a boxer. Sugar Ray Leonard, I think it was the fight against Hagler, is that he won the last 20 seconds of the round because he knew it would influence the judges. And so Marvin would win the early round, last 20 seconds, Sugar Ray would own it, and he won the fight. And that's Chris Paul. He's the really smart boxer. He knows exactly when to step on the gas, bring it back, slow the pace, and it's he always knows the temperature in the room. And he's your classic pocket quarterback. He's not flashy, not the biggest arm, and not running out of the pocket. Nobody in this league works the officials, works the floor, works the tempo like Chris Paul. And I love him. And I'm so over this. You know, he's not clutch. Go back and look at his career. A lot of that was James Harden, Blake Griffin, and Doc Rivers. And they're all three great. But watching Chris Paul play is an absolute pleasure. I watched him play probably 4 times live. It's even more impressive live. Phoenix fans are getting a treat every night with that. That's one of the smartest players in the history of the sport. Completely manipulates stars, refs, the clock, the tempo. And here was Chris after.
I think you just always got to lean on the work. The work. You know what I mean? It all goes back to the work. You can't cheat the game, right? You got to do your strength and conditioning. You got to lift. You got to get your rest. You got to get your shots up and all that. And when you do that, you live with the results.
And those results are good. I just think we said this. This is not a great series. Dallas will go home, win a game, but they're too Luka dependent. So Tom Silverstein is a reporter who covers the Green Bay Packers. Is it Silverstein or Silverstein? Stein. Overstein. Tom, sorry. He has an interesting article today on Green Bay. He said everybody's beating him up for the draft for not getting a wide receiver. And I said I felt they should have taken a wide receiver over a linebacker. But Tom does point out this. Each of the last 3 Super Bowl teams, top 10 in defense, scoring defense, the last time the Packers won a Super Bowl, they were number 1 in scoring defense. The Super Bowl they won before 31, they had the number 1 scoring defense. And 6 of their last 7 first-round picks have been defensive players. And so everybody in the media is like, get a receiver, get a receiver, get a receiver. And I did think it was a bigger need this year. But what's interesting in this article, what Tom is pointing out is, the Packers are now going to be a run-first team and led by their defense. Is Aaron comfortable with that? But I don't think it's by accident. Because I think over the course of your life, when things stop working, stop doing them, right? The slick passing game Packers, it's not working. Yes, you're winning a crappy division. Your last 16 playoff games, you're 7-9. You had 1 scoring drive last year in your playoff game at home. Several home losses. It's not working. Congrats on winning a lousy division. Somebody's got to win the Pac-12 too. But for all his talent, what Green Bay is telling you is he's not really a centerpiece guy. Now, we'll have a great run game. A.J. Dillon, Aaron Jones are fantastic duo. Probably 2nd in the league, in my opinion, after maybe Chubb and Kareem Hunt in Cleveland. But there's no proof that if you put the franchise on Aaron's shoulders, he'll just carry you through the flaws. No, he won't. No, he won't. Got proof. He has one come-from-behind playoff win in his career. Matt Stafford had 2 last year. The minute you gave Matt Stafford a functional culture, Matt's like, put it on my shoulders. Brady's put it on my shoulders. Peyton Manning, put it on my shoulders. Not many of those guys. Mahomes, put it on my shoulders. I think Josh Allen's one of those guys. I think Justin Herbert could be. Aaron's not. Aaron's his own guy. What you do is you take his enormous gifts, and he is gifted. You take his enormous talent, his significant IQ, and you say, listen, we're going to have defense and run, and we're going to use your gifts to sort of in spots. But we're not asking you to throw eight innings. We're not going to do that. We've been doing that now for several years. You have one come from behind playoff win. So Tom's article is really interesting. And he does say in here, how will Aaron deal with it? Aaron's his own guy. He's his own culture. But you start looking at this article, and this is why Green Bay is going defense. Favre's last Super Bowl, top defense, scoring defense. Aaron's only Super Bowl, top scoring defense. And by the way, not every quarterback is a put it on my shoulders. You know, Sean McVay got Matt Stafford. And I know enough people within the Rams. McVay was saying some things publicly, but he didn't want to sound like he was bad-mouthing Goff. McVay was telling people, through my connections with the Rams, McVay was telling people, this guy's got the highest, forget IQ, EQ I've ever seen. You can put unbelievable stress on Matt Stafford, and it's just, maybe it's parents, maybe it, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. He's like, Stafford is never, ever flustered. Ever. It doesn't matter. We saw him in the playoffs. The team was falling apart in Tampa. He's like, I got this. We saw it in the Super Bowl. Team is flustered. No look path. I got this. Not everybody has that. So the article's really interesting, and it kind of defends the Packers saying, listen, this franchise, we've tried the slick passing game. It's not working. It's winning a lousy division. Who cares? In the end of the year, somebody's got to win all these bad college conferences. Are you winning championships? Not unless you're the SEC.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
This has been one of these situations where, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. If something looks odd, it is odd. And I've told the story years ago. I'm not going to bore you with this story. I've told it three or four times. Years ago when I was young, I was in Las Vegas, and I was dating a girl, and she took me to a party. And I walked into the party, and I'm kind of a square. Well, not kind of, I am. And something didn't feel right. There were a lot of handlebar mustaches and velour shirts, and I had this feeling sinister activity is about to ensue. Something didn't feel right. Left the party. I remember it was on Spring Mountain Road. Left the party. 2 hours later, major drug bust. So I remember walking in, and I was just like, not my crowd. This is a little slick for me. So about 30 minutes in, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, like cops, news, blah, blah, blah. So here's the story. The Niners story is weird. Why are they doing what they're doing? According to Matt Lombardo, national NFL reporter, the 49ers staff has been, quote, continually underwhelmed by Trey Lance.
The signs pointed to it.
Yeah. So here's the thing is that obviously every time Kyle Shanahan is the quarterback, the quarterbacks are better. Matt Ryan had an MVP year. Garoppolo, who most of you don't like, got to a Super Bowl. I think it was Matt Schaub. He got to a Pro Bowl. I could be wrong. The Virginia quarterback, Matt Schaub. So we know he's good with quarterbacks. He wanted reportedly Mac Jones, the New England guy. I thought he was, because Shanahan's thing is, I don't need a superstar quarterback. I need accurate, smart, competent, get me in and out of stuff, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of people that are telling you Lynch and the scouting staff like Trey Lance way more. Shanahan wanted Mac. That's been reported on more than one, like, legitimate media person. So this would explain a lot. So I've watched Trey Lance play twice. We saw him in college, but he played for a run-dominant college program at a lower level. Okay, that's a fact. And so he was not, like, the centerpiece. They didn't ask him to do a lot. He was kind of playing for the Alabama of his division of football. Now, what does that mean? Like Alabama quarterbacks, a lot of time to throw, very comfortable pocket. Your players are better than their players. That's the opposite of the NFL. You're always under duress. You're always getting hit. You got to elevate people to be a star quarterback. But Alabama quarterbacks have kind of struggled in the NFL because they have the best protection, the best receivers, the best coach, the best defense. And so Trey played at that kind of program at a lower level. So he hasn't played much. There's a scarcity of games. He's just not played a lot of games. And so my take, I kind of met the kid. I liked him. He really passed the eyeball test. Big athlete, nice kid, deals well socially with people, can kind of balance it, can feel the room. But I watched him play last year, and I hate his throwing motion. It is hard to watch. It's clunky. He does drive the ball down the field. The aesthetics of it drive me nuts. Now, there have been good quarterbacks. Phillip Rivers is the most notable, who aren't, it doesn't look pretty. It doesn't look great. But most great quarterbacks, I mean, Peyton Manning threw a ball that he never threw a spiral. But most of the great quarterbacks in my life, the Joe Montanas, the Bradys, the Dan Fouts, the Troy Aikmans, it looks damn pretty. I mean, it looks good. Not a lot of sidearm baseball pitchers in the history of the sport winning Cy Youngs. It looks like Clayton Kershaw. It looks like Sandy Koufax. It looked like Bob Gibson. It looks like Matt Scherzer. It looks like Justin Verlander. Big dude, drives through the legs, repetitive motion, not quirky, overpower. Curt Schilling. It all kind of looks good. 99% of quarterbacks in league history, the ball looks, the windup, it looks good. Optically, Trey's game, not pretty. So I have to get past that because it is possible for that not to be great. But this story is interesting. It explains potentially a lot. The Niners staff has been continually underwhelmed by Trey Lance. It's something. I'm just saying. This story felt, back to my original premise, it just felt weird. There's too many. My takeaway was, if you bought a used car and you paid $3,000 for it and you drove it for 3 years, like, who gives a rip what you get in return? You stole the thing. You'd pay that much or more for Uber. You know, like, they got Garoppolo for a second round pick from New England. He won 70% of his games. He went to Green Bay and beat Aaron Rodgers, I think, three times. You got unbelievable value out of Jimmy Garoppolo. Whether he's great or not, you stole him. I mean, good God, Tyreek Hill just went for 5 draft picks. He got a quarterback in the Super Bowl for 1. So just move him. Get up, free the cap space and go get a guard and a 7th round pick. The Niners interior old line. And John Lynch is a friend of mine. He's a good GM, but he's had some misses. So you don't have, I wouldn't take a draft pick for him. You already stole him as a draft pick. Just go to a team that's got some depth at corner. Go get a second corner. They just acquired a corner from Kansas City, so they'll be better at corner. And their best corner got healthy at the end of last year. Go get a 3rd corner and a 7th round pick. Go get a starting right guard to go with your tackles, who I like. I especially like Trent Williams. But, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you keeping him around? And I think you're keeping him around because they look at this division and think, we got Kyler Murray twice a year. We got the Rams twice a year. Well, we're going to keep Jimmy G around a little bit. We're not sure how this thing's going to work out. And it should be noted, whether or not Kyle Shanahan is a great evaluator of talent before he has it, that's a different story. Belichick can't draft. But there is no question that Kyle Shanahan, once you're in the building, will elevate you at quarterback. He knows the position. He knows offense. I mean, Sean McVay will tell you privately. Matt LaFleur, Packer coach, will tell you privately. Because those are like the three musketeers, right? McVay, Shanahan, and LaFleur were all in Washington together. And they're good buddies. LaFleur and McVay will tell you privately, Shanahan's the genius. He's the guy. Now, McVay is the culture builder. LaFleur is a little of both. He's very good with the schemes, not quite Shanahan. Good with the culture, not quite McVay. But he's a good coach, I think. But McVay is the rock star in the room. I mean, you put him on television, he's just big. Players love him. Shanahan's a little darker, a little quieter. Players like him too, but he's the genius. He is like the math whiz. He's Belichick on defense. He makes everybody great. Elijah Mitchell's a star at running back out of the sixth round. No knock on Elijah, but, you know, not surprising he does that. So if he's got Trey Lance and he's struggling, well, there's a problem because he elevates everybody. So I'm just saying, if stuff looks weird, a lot of times it's weird.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Todd Bowles, as a defensive coach, knows some of the restrictions that are imposed now. Todd, great seeing you. It is, you know, I said this, if I owned a football team, I said I'd have to strongly consider an offensive coach because the game is, I mean, it's just changed. It's the middle of the field feels like it's been taken away from defensive coordinators. Now, you run a very, very aggressive style. How have you had to change just your coaching over the last 10 years based on what the league allows you to do defensively?
The biggest thing is really the aiming target when the receiver is catching the ball and putting their head to the side and making sure that we're from the shoulders anywhere in between the numbers and trying to hit them. The hard part is when they catch a ball and duck while your aiming point's already low and it's a bang, bang play. I don't think you can coach those. I think you have to live with those for the most part, but you try to keep it clean and keep it above the waist and below the shoulder pad right there. And, you know, right now they're even cracking down on the kneecap. Yep. So you really can't get low as well as that much either. So we've been coaching it up and trying to get them as hard as they can play. And the bang, bang plays, we don't bother with too much. But the ones we can coach, we really try and coach.
You know, Todd, you're known as an excellent defensive coordinator. But when a coach goes from coordinator to head coach, there are some day-to-day responsibilities that you have to surrender because now, holistically, you're running the whole operation. How much on a day-to-day can you still hover on the defense? And how much do you have to relinquish?
I relinquished very little this time around. I think the first time with the Jets, I relinquished a lot more than I would have wanted to. Right now, we have the same coaching staff in place, and those guys do an excellent job on the offensive side of the football. So right now, it's just very little. It's as much as getting the offensive playbook and looking over it in my spare time and everything else, but I'm very much involved with the defense and, you know, I'll be ready to make game day decisions when that time comes.
You know Tony Dungy well. I love Tony. He, for years, he kind of created a new blueprint, which is I'll run the team in the defense. Peyton, I'm going to let you do a lot of the offense. You're very fortunate. With Brady, there's nobody can throw him any curveball. He's seen everything that's ever been created. Do you feel it'll be a little bit like a Dungy model where you've got this smart veteran quarterback who's maybe the best pre-snap guy ever, you'll run the franchise, you'll run the defense, and Tommy will have a lot of power on the offense?
Well, Byron will have the power first and foremost because he's the OC, and Tom's been in the offense for 2 years now, going on three. So they'll both collaborate and have a lot of power on offense when it comes to running the offense. I'll make the decisions on third and short, obviously when to go for it, when not to go for it, 2 minute and those type of deals and replays and everything, but they'll pretty much run the offense.
What, when facing Brady for 2 years in practice, did he teach you anything?
He taught me, I don't know if it's me so much as some of the younger DBs, just never take plays off, because if you are lacking in your technique one way or the other, and you are a half step late on your break, or you're not looking at the ball, you take your eyes off the ball for a second, that ball is going to be in there and complete it. And he throws it exactly where it's supposed to be. If the wide receiver wants it high and outside, he'll put it high and outside. He's almost like a pitcher in baseball. You know, he's very good at location. And I think that teaches the guys, as far as fundamentally being on the same page and being very sound with their technique.
I don't know if it's surprising, Todd. Brady's mid-40s. Half your roster is probably 25 years old. They listen to different music. They have a different lifestyle. Are you ever surprised by Brady's ability to connect with basically kids?
I can't even imagine. Being that in his 40s, pretty much, and most of us stopped playing in early 30s, if not at 30, to still be playing like he does and have that kind of relationship he does with the locker room, young and older guys, is unbelievable. It's a trait that you really can't teach. It's something that you got to have, and that it factor that everyone talks about, he has it.
Yeah. So, you know, it is interesting when you look at the construct of your team. Jason Light is a very good drafter. You guys have drafted really, really well. Do you, when you look at your team, do you just take your personnel and this is what we have, this is what we'll do? Or do you have a basic system you run and I can kind of bank on it regardless of the roster? How do you view your side of the ball?
On our side of the ball, we have a system we run. And then according to the guys that we have or if injuries occur, there are things that we have to do to offset things that we normally put in and run. So it's a little mix of both. We have our core plays that we run, and we have a lot of things that we change for the guys that are accustomed to making certain plays and can do certain things well.
You have worked with some of the most unique personalities ever. You've had the Andy Reid, the great mentor, the intensity of Sean Payton, the old school legend Bill Parcells, Bruce Arians. If I said to you, give me something that Bruce Arians, that you gleaned from him, watching him and thought, you know, maybe I should do more of that. What was his gift, Bruce Arians' gift?
His gift was he knew how to coach the coaches without asking them questions. He knew what they needed, when they needed it, just by feel and understanding how they are and what they do. And he had a very innate feel of coaching the coaches by just talking to them. And I don't know how to describe that, but his intelligence, his foresight, his understanding of the person, whether they were coaching something difficult or something small or giving advice or suggestions, he had a very good knack for that. And I don't think you can just teach that.
I've never seen you yell, ever. You are very chill on the sidelines. When's the last time?
Come to practice.
Okay, I was going to say, when's the last time Todd Bowles lit a guy up? Give me the last time you lit a guy up and why.
You should come to practice. Off the top of my head, I can recall it was probably Dean the first time we played Philly on Monday night, and we gave up he got a pass interference on the deep ball in cover three because he didn't get his head around. And it might have been him again at the end of a ball game. We were winning pretty good playing cover two, and he let a seven route behind him because he didn't sink. Those kind of things kind of tick me off.
I wouldn't want Todd Bowles mad at me. Good luck to you, Coach. You got quite a roster. I appreciate you stopping by. I used to live in Tampa for a couple years. Fun town. Great seeing you, and good luck. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, Colin.
You bet. Todd Bowles.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.